This here is a blender that we just took apart, and it just blends our products for us.
Moody Spady and Derek Kitchen started their own business called Laziz almost 2 years ago, making hummus and other traditional Middle Eastern spreads. They work out of a small space on the west side of Salt Lake City, and they do much of their cooking with two plain-looking electric stovetop ovens.
We cook all our beans on those stovetops. We don't really have a giant kettle yet, but we make a lot of hummus out of those two standard stovetops. So soon we'll have a giant kettle that can cook like 5 times the amount of beans.
While they've been in business together for just a couple of years, they've been a couple since 2009. In fact, if not for Utah law, Spady and Kitchen would have gotten married last March. Instead, they became two of the 6 plaintiffs in the case of Kitchen versus Herbert, the case that momentarily opened the door for same-sex couples to marry in Utah. Kitchen says he and his partner stand behind their lawsuit 100%, but with his name attached to a potentially historic ruling, he's experiencing a range of emotion.
I feel great having my name tied to something that I believe so strongly in, and if that means we get to be the case that decides it for the rest of the country, then that's great, and I'm happy to stand behind that. I think my partner Moody is as well, which is why we're here today. It's kind of exciting. We're really nervous as well, because with every decision and everything that's happened since Judge Shelby gave his ruling, we've been continually surprised.
Kitchen and Spady aren't alone in being surprised by recent events. Even the Utah Attorney General's office seemed to be caught off guard by the timing of Judge Shelby's ruling. That decision, which is now destined for the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, has instilled a sudden sense of urgency among traditional marriage advocates. On Wednesday, conservative figures from around the state met at a Golden Corral in Orem to discuss the issue of gay marriage. Activist Sherilyn Eager organized this rally of roughly 80 people gathered in a crowded banquet room.
Well, it's time to rally, and the public needs to hear more from our side. I think we've been a bit more silent than we really are or need to be, and so this is an opportunity to bring people together with a greater understanding of the larger issue, and that is that this is about state sovereignty.
That's a sentiment that was shared by many in attendance, that this is a state's rights issue, not an issue of individual rights. State Representative LeVar Christensen, who spoke to the Golden Corral crowd, firmly believes that this is the major flaw of the plaintiff's argument. Christensen maintains that plaintiffs have failed to prove that due process and equal protection in marriage law is deficient for same-sex couples.
Instead, the U.S. Supreme Court has recognized over and over that the federal authority has no authority over marriage and domestic relations in the states, that the state has sovereign authority to adopt its own laws. It's not discriminatory, it's not irrational, it's not illegitimate, it's not unconstitutional.
But while conservatives call this a state sovereignty issue, proponents of gay marriage see it as more of a social justice cause.
State sovereignty or state ideology or whatever it is, does not trump our civil rights and our constitutional rights. Just can't. Never has, never will.
That's Tim Wagner. After Shelby's ruling in December, Wagner began a petition asking Governor Gary Herbert and the state of Utah to recognize same-sex marriages. After gathering 41,000 signatures, Wagner and other gay rights advocates delivered that petition to Governor Herbert on Friday afternoon. Wagner felt compelled to start the petition after feeling disappointed by the reaction to the ruling by state officials.
I mean, can we be quite blunt about it? What Gary Herbert did in terms of trying to do what he can within his capacity to nullify those 1,300 or so marriages that have occurred since December 20th, for him to do that, I think, one, demonstrates clearly how out of touch with reality this governor is. And also, I think it really violates all principles of human decency.
Spady and Kitchen accompanied Wagner to deliver the petition on Friday. They signed it as soon as they heard about it. Throughout the legal process, Kitchen feels like he's been well supported by many fellow Utahns.
We have a community that's rallying behind us. That includes family members, neighbors. We haven't really had any negative reactions. It has created an opportunity to open up the dialogue on gay marriage in our state, and I think nationally as well. So there may be some people that are uncomfortable with it to a degree, but we are very respectful as individuals, and we're encouraging our community to be respectful as well and to take advantage of this opportunity to engage our friends, our neighbors, our colleagues.
This can be a very emotional and personal issue for many people on both sides, and there are a few better or more unique examples than that of Stephen Graham of the Standard of Liberty Foundation. Graham spoke at the traditional marriage rally in Orem, imparting his experience as the father of a son who struggled with his sexuality in his teen years. As Graham tells it, his son Aaron dealt with and overcame homosexuality, later going on to marry a woman and start a family. Graham says he and his son resolutely believed that this was the right thing for Aaron to do.
You know, we love everybody. We loved our son, and we didn't kick him out or threaten to disown him or anything. We just loved him and hoped the best for him. And our belief in the best for him and anybody else that's troubled with homosexuality is that they can overcome it. But if somebody is happy with the way they are, then that's okay. We hope and pray that they will get to the point one day where they're not happy with it and try to get out of it. But if that's the way they want to be, fine.
Meanwhile, Kitchen and his partner seem as though they found a way to be happy in their small upstart hummus shop. And what if someone on the other side of this debate stumbled upon their business? What would they learn about this couple if they got to know them?
They would find out that we are just like them in all of the good and bad ways, and that we carry ourselves and we have the same dreams as they do. We want to live our life freely and make the decisions for ourselves and be given all of the same obligations and freedoms that any other heterosexual couple wants. I believe that the institution of marriage is something that strengthens society, and the more people that we offer that right to, the better off our entire society will be.
Kitchen v. Herbert heads to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver next, with the court saying it will expedite its hearing of the case. For KCPW News, I'm Ryan Cunningham.